From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. A teenager from Cardiff who inhaled laughing gas before deliberately hitting two people with his car has denied murder. Kian Bateman drove at Shelley Davis and David Bratcher upon seeing them in an altercation with his brother Kai Bateman in Cardiff last year. Both Shelley and David were seriously injured, with Shelley passing away weeks later in hospital. Kian admitted to causing death and injury but denies murder charges. Awareness among young people of the Senate election appears to be very low. This year's Senate election marks the second successive occasion where 16 and 17-year-olds are allowed to vote. Despite this, a recent poll by the Electoral Commission has shown that only 14% of 11 to 25-year-olds were aware of the election in May. A 35-year-old man from Sully has been handed a near 4-year jail sentence after repeatedly breaching a sexual harm prevention order. Luke Stanley pleaded guilty to breaching the order 8 times and one count of failing to follow sex offender notification requirements. After his recent breaches of the prevention order that he received in 2023, Stanley has been sentenced to 47 months in prison. A one-week town boost in Llantwit Major has been labelled a huge success after bringing several improvements to the town centre. The town was one of three chosen to pilot the scheme supporting town revitalisation. The weekly boost included business training, workshops and a series of hands-on activities, culminating in a one-day makeover to brighten the town. Watch manager Mark Potter has been honoured with the Unsung Hero Award during South Wales Fire and Rescue Service's inaugural Beacon Awards. The 56-year-old earned the award for his dedication and contributions to society safety, particularly in Barry. In sport, Chief Executive of the Football Association of Wales, Noel Mooney, has said the Cymru Premier is starting to show green shoots ahead of next season's relaunch. The number of teams is set to increase from 12 to 16 in the 2026-27 season.
You were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance. Like you found a nerve, This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got for you on today's show? So we're going to be looking at the Vale football teams and what they've been getting on in domestic action. We're going to be having a look at how the Cardiff Devils got on in the Elite Hockey League. We're also going to be looking at how your Vale rugby teams have been getting on in action. And we've had Daily from Barrytown United come in and chat to us about the season so far for Barrytown United as the regular season ended, and look forward to the European playoff semi-final. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start the action in the Cymru Premier, where Barry Town United were in action, losing at home 1-0 to the Cymru Premier champions, TNS. And that was a bit of a revenge victory for the MG Cup final loss. But Ryan Brobbel with the only goal of the game just before half-time on a bright and sunny evening at Jenner Park. So Barry finished the regular season in third, but now their attentions turn to the European playoffs, where Barry take on Haverford West County at home, where a win puts them one step closer to Europe. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major lost 3-1 at home to promoted Cambrian United. Fraser Thomas and Dylan Edwards put the away side 2-0 up. Thomas Stokes half the lead on the stroke of half time, but Connor Goldsworthy saw red and a Alex Bonthram penalty wrapped up the game, and Llantwit Major finished in 8th place. And Kyrie Ely played out a 0-0 draw with Pontypridd United. Kyrie Ely finished 4th in the Cymru South, 3 points off Ammanford. And in the rest of the action from around the Vale, Dinas Powys, they beat Wattstown 3-1. Kylan Eriksson, with an early goal for Dinas Powys, was the only one off the first half. Joseph Rees scored early in the second half to extend the lead, and then 15 minutes before full time, Rees grabbed his second. Hugh McGregor with a consolation goal, and Dinas Powys are on top of the league, and on Wednesday they are at home to Cardiff Bay Warriors. Ely Rangers went down 6-1 at home to Porthcawl. First half goals from Finn Jones, Carter Burnett and Benjamin Perry saw a 3-0 lead at half time. Burnett got his second early in the second half, and Ricky Sampson did get one back for Ely Rangers. George Croft and Joseph Joyce with two more goals for the away side, and Ely Rangers currently sit 11th in their league. And Cardiff Airport, they didn't have a game, but they play against Cardiff Corinthians on May the 1st. So that's brought you up to date with your football action from around the Vale. Up next, we're going to be having a look at how your Vale teams have got on in rugby action here at Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. On the 4:45 train. Just been shopping with the wife. First new clobber in years. Feeling confident in my new jacket. She said that's what everyone's wearing. Turns out, she wasn't kidding. Some handsome 20-year-old bloke walks into the carriage with exactly the same top and sits a few seats away. My wife cuddles into me and whispers, "It looks better on you." I tuck my tummy in and smile. Transport for Wales. Woven through Wales.
Barry Town United are on the road to Europe as they welcome Haverford West County to Jenner Park for the Cymru Premier European Playoff semi-final on Sunday the 26th of April at 5 p.m. Tickets are £8 for adults, £5 for concessions, and under 16s go free. Book on the Fanbase app or on the gate. If you're a teacher or a school, contact Barry Town United on social media for free tickets for your school. Back the town and get Barry back into Europe.
Get set for summer at Pew's Garden Centre's Outdoor Living Summer Showcase. It's an exclusive free event for loyalty club members, and it's on from 10 till 4 on Saturday, April the 25th. Enjoy exclusive on-the-day savings across garden furniture, outdoor plants, embossed pergolas, garden rooms, and so much more. Plus, tuck into a delicious barbecue from Farmer's Pantry, sample tasty summer drinks, enjoy live music, and have the chance to win fantastic prizes for your garden. Don't miss the Outdoor Living Summer Showcase on Saturday, April the 25th at Pew's Garden Centre in Wenvo. New members can sign up for free via our website or app.
On Bro Radio, we'll aim to get you from A to B.
We don't mean from Aberthaw to Barry, unless that's your journey.
The latest travel at broradio.fm.
Post office clerks put up signs saying position closed. And secretaries turn off typewriters and put on their coats. And janitors padlock the gates. four security guards to patrol. And bachelors phone up their friends for a drink while the married ones turn on a chat show. And they'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. Gentlemen, time please, you know we can't serve anymore. Now the traffic lights change to stop when there's nothing to go. And by 5 o'clock everything's dead, and every third car is a cab. And ignorant people sleep in their beds like the dope white mice in the college lab. And nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before. And we'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. Telephone exchanges click while there's nobody there. The Martians could land in the car park and no one would care. Closed circuit cameras and department stores shoot the same movie every day. And the stars of these films neither die nor get killed, just survive constant action replay. And nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before. And we'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow. Advertise products that nobody needs, while anger from Manchester writes to complain about all the repeats on the TV. And computer terminals report some gains in the values of copper and tin, while American businessmen snap up Van Goghs for the price of a hospital wing. Nothing happens at all. The needle returns to the start of the song, and we all sing along like before. And nothing ever happens, nothing happens at all. They'll burn down the synagogues at 6 o'clock, and we'll all go along like before. And we'll all be lonely tonight and lonely tomorrow.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to switch action to rugby now here at Bro Radio. And we're going to have a look at how your teams have got on. So in Division 1, East Central, Penarth, they lost 27-32 at home to Cambrian Welfare. And that result leaves Penarth in fourth place. But as a result of that, though, that sees Barry, who have no more games left to play, drop into the bottom two, with Cambrian Welfare replacing them in eighth place in Division 1 East Central there. And in Division 2 East Central, Cowbridge, they beat Rubina 29-25. And they next play at home to Penturk on Saturday, and currently Cowbridge are sitting in fourth place in Division 2. And in Division 3, Lantwick Major, who are currently sitting in fourth, they beat Gilvach Gork 36-19. Dinas Powers have played all their games but look to be just about safe there in Division 3. But Lantwick Major do have a game on Saturday where they play Ferndale away. And in Division 5, East Central, Old Penarthians beat Llandrinod Wells 29 points to 17 in their last game of the season, and that moved Old Penarthians into 6 in Division 5 East Central. But a little bit away from the domestic rugby, there was a little fact of a women's Six Nation game where Wales took on France. And it was the second game in the Six Nations for Wales. They went down 7 points to 38 against France. It was 7-all at half time. But it was sort of a second half performance there from France that really did for Wales on there. But it was a good performance. There were some good moments in the game there. France and England are probably the top two teams going into the Women's Six Nations. England just seemed to be absolutely steamrolling everybody as well. But yeah, first half performance again really good by the Welsh team there, and it kind of just drifted away in the second half. But you can certainly start seeing now in how this team's going, how Sean Lim wants the Welsh women to play, and it's looking promising. Little steps, everything's moving in the right direction there for the Wales team there. And they do have another game coming up on Saturday. And this is a 2:15 kickoff where they take on England. And England absolutely steamrolled Scotland 84 points to 7. That was away in Scotland. And Wales did only just come unstuck by Scotland. So it's certainly going to test the resolve of the team there. But, you know, Let's see what happens. Let's get behind them and see what they do. I mean, you know, Sean Lynn certainly, you can see his pattern. You can see what he's trying to do with the team, and you can see his sort of his imprint coming onto the team now. And again, we do keep saying this about the women's team. They're probably a few years behind where England are, and they're a few years behind where France are. So I'm pretty sure that when they get to the couple of years more development that they've got, that they're really gonna be sort of knocking on the door of the top teams in the women's Six Nations. But up next here at Pro Radio, we've got one of our local music tracks, and this is Know Me by Valley Boy Zero. And Valley Boy Zero is a rap artist from South Wales Valleys. He aims to highlight rural communities through his music and give them authentic voice. He recently supported Mobile winner Still Shady and is looking to keep that momentum going.
Know me at all, know me at all.
When I love you ain't just for a season, but the same can't be said about you. I'm surprised my heart ain't black yet, but I'm tryna hate on who. I'm tryna hate on who. That's never been a trait of me. No, I don't bear that fruit. No, I can't carry that burden, but I'm still hurting, no. Love gave me the ball off empty. Yeah, still got my glass half full. You said that I play these games. Maybe you don't know me, no. Maybe you don't know me, no. You must not know me at all. Know me at all. You must not know me at all. Know me at all. Always you and you only, girl. No fake, no phony. Me and you solely. I had love for you, love for you. And I'll always have love for you, love for you. That's unconditional. Check my roots, yeah, I know about growth. They don't know how far I'm gonna go. I may travel and conquer the globe. Even if that's me on my own. It used to be us, but now I don't know. I'm gonna do it regardless. Do it regardless. I gon' do it regardless. Cause when I love it ain't just for a season, but the same can be said about you. I'm surprised that my heart ain't black yet, but I'm tryna hate on who. I'm tryna hate on who. That's never been a trait of me. No, I don't bear that fruit. No, I can't carry that burden, but I'm so hurting, no. Love gave me the ball off empty. Yeah, still got my glass.
thoughts I fall. You said that I play these games. Maybe you don't know me, no. Maybe you don't know me, no. You must not know me at all. Know me at all. You must not know me at all. Know me at all. You must not know me at all.
So that was Know Me by Valley Boy Zero. And we're going to move our attentions now to the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils got on in the playoffs after they finished second in the regular season. And they were going into the playoff final weekend as top seeds after the Glasgow Clan. They had a shock win over Belfast Giants, who led the Elite Hockey League. And the Devils held off Glasgow Clan 3-1 to win. And the Devils then went on to the final in the playoff game. But in the game where they beat the Glasgow Clan, they went closest in a scoreless opening period, with the Clan goalie doing well to hold on to a scorching puck launched by Tyson Helgeson. Connor Capone opened the scoring for the Devils in the second, controlling Ben Davis's diagonal pass from the right, flicked past the goalie to usher in a breathless couple of minutes that saw three goals scored. Clan hit back through Jason Fram, assisted by Brent Newman. But Devils were swiftly back in front when Brendan Aists drifted right before firing the puck into the roof of the net. And the third period remained scoreless until the final moment, when Clan gambled on an empty net and an extra attacker on the ice, but Joey Martin stole possession before exchanging passes with Josh McDonald to seal the victory. So the Devils then went into the playoff final, and they sealed a fourth playoff final win as they overcome Sheffield Steelers. Cohen Ovchensky struck early in the opening period for the Devils with a power play effort, the only score before the break. Steelers hit back soon after the restart through Kevin Tansey, but as the second period clock ran down, Nolan Yamoko scored twice in as many minutes as the Devils seized the initiative. Ryan Tate replied for the Steelers, only for Josh McDonald to restore Devils' two-goal lead. And having opened scored the opener, Ovchesky added a fifth to seal the victory. The Devils reached the final with a 3-1 win over Glasgow Clan the night before. And the Welsh club went into the playoffs. As we said, they were the top seed there, so there was hoping that there was another shock in the playoffs, but that didn't happen. And just to wrap everything else up, the Glasgow Clan then went on and they beat Manchester Storm 3-2 to take third place. So a great victory there for the Devils as they celebrate winning the Elite Hockey League playoffs and some silverware there. So it's always great at the end of a long season, and especially with the ice hockey, they do play two or three games a week there, to actually come out with some silverware. And there's only so many trophies that go round throughout the whole season, so for them to come back with something absolutely fantastic, and hopefully that will spur them on for more trophies next season. So as that draws to an end now, the Elite Hockey League season for another year. But when it starts back up again, don't worry, we'll be keeping an eye on the Cardiff Devils and giving you the results here on your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Oz, I found him!
The Dreamer?
Yeah, music is coming to Pinar! Real live, get down, funky rock and roll music!
Then where do we find him?
At the Paget Rooms, Pinar! We will rock you the musical!
When, Brit?
The 13th to the 16th of May!
Can we get tickets?
Get them now at www.ticketsource.co.uk/pods!
And the dream lives on!
Long live rock and roll!
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Cwmpawd Teulu'r Fro yw eich drws ffrynt un stop newydd ar gyfer gwybodaeth, cymorth ac amddiffyniad I blant, pobl ifanc, rhieni a gofalwyr ym Mro Morgannwg. Mae Cwmpawd Teulu'r Fro yn cynnwys gwasanaeth gwybodaeth I deuluoedd y Fro, llinell gyngor teuluoedd yn gyntaf, tîm o amgylch y teulu, gwasanaeth rhianta y Fro a'r tîm derbyn. Darganfyddwch fwy yn cwmpawdteuluyfro.co.uk neu dilynwch ni ar Facebook, chwiliwch Cwmpawd Teulu y Fro.
Oh,
So this is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And a little bit earlier, I was joined by Daley Chapman, who's the general manager of Barrytown United Football Club. And he was talking to me, reflecting about the regular season and looking forward to the European playoffs. So I'm here with Daley, who's the general manager of Barrytown United Football Club. And he's coming in after a fantastic regular season for Barrytown United. So, Daley, with a European playoff semi-final on the horizon, how's the feeling at the club?
Really good at the moment, Mike. Thanks for having me back on. Like you said, we've had a fantastic season so far, and we've got, you know, potentially two more weekends to go, providing we win the semi-final on Sunday. That will be massive for our club in potentially securing a road to Europe, which everyone's looking forward to. And I think the biggest thing for us at the moment is making sure that we are surpassing that 1,000 number at Jenner Park on Sunday, and making sure there's plenty of fans in the ground to back the town to get to that final and then get on even further into Europe.
And you said with the fans, I mean, the fans sort of showed their power that they can have for the team at the MG Cup final to help. The 12th man. I hate using cliches when it comes to football, but as the 12th man there. But also with the weather we've had, I mean, we were there on the weekend, and nothing beats Jenner Park in the sunshine. It was like a September afternoon for us.
Exactly that. It was a beautiful day, and those evening kickoffs tend to be a little bit nicer in the spring and the summer months compared to when you have them in November and December, and you groan a little bit when you see those 5:30 kickoffs come out, which is why Sunday is perfect for a semi-final European playoff game, because 5:00 on a Sunday, I can see no excuses why people can't get down to that game, get down to Jenner Park. There's, you know, the sun will be shining. We've got a family fan zone being set up at the south side of Jenner Park with activities for kids. We're going to have live music, probably yourself and Nathan at Bro Radio. We're going to have refreshments going on from 2:30. So it's a whole afternoon occasion. And then there's a game of football to follow as well. So we've got a really big push on getting people into that ground on Sunday. We've got 1,000 free tickets going out to schools this week. If there is a school out there who we haven't spoke to this week, please contact us and we'll get free tickets to you as well. But there are plenty of schools we have spoken to who are visiting us in Jenner Park during this week to collect their free tickets and bring some pupils with us to come and have a look around Jenner Park and have that, you know, atmosphere created ahead of Sunday. And then there's a couple of schools that we're actually going out to. We're taking the MG Cup trophy out down to the schools, and we're going to present to them the trophy and then give them their free tickets as well. So we've got lots going on this week to try and boost that number on Sunday. So if anyone wants to get involved with that, please get in contact with the club and we'll be able to sort that out this week as well.
And it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, you said about going off to schools and giving the tickets. Whenever I go to the club to watch the game, I go on my own. But it's always, I never feel alone there. It always feels like a nice family community experience.
Yeah, Barrytown is a community club, is a family club. There's always families there. My favourite game this season so far, apart from the MG Cup final, was Boxing Day, where we managed to get 800 people in the ground, and it was all families who had just come together to celebrate the season, and then had decided that the day after Christmas Day they wanted to go out, they wanted to be a family, they wanted to do something together that isn't going to break the bank, and they decided the location for that was Jenner Park, and to watch Barrytown United. And that's exactly the sort of atmosphere we want to provide as a club. So that was one of my favourite games this year, because there were so many families there who just come together to watch football. And that's really what we need on Sunday. And not just that, but we're trying to, like I said, use as many initiatives as possible to get people through the gate, including that family fan zone, including the free school to tickets. We've also offered free tickets to all grassroots clubs. So the initiative we got on the table is obviously, as usual, this season at Jenner Park, all under 16s go free. However, if you're an adult and you bring your child along who is wearing a Vale Glamorgan League grassroots club t-shirt, whether that be Isle of Marine, Barry Athletics, Surrey Sport, all of the teams, Halton Roads, I can name them all in Barry, if they're wearing one of those t-shirts, you both get in for free. So it's not just about Barrytown United this weekend, it's about Barry and the Vale, it's about the community. You know, come down, represent your team whilst we represent Barry potentially in Europe, and that's where we need to get to. And obviously we've got two huge games to do that. It's really tough to talk about a semi-final playoff because obviously you've still got that final to go. So it's a really tough position to be in when you're talking about it, but all you can sort of think about is how well the boys have done this season, that they will push on in that semi-final, and we'll be here again next week saying the same, get down and support the boys in the final. And even then, we are offering as a club, should we be lucky enough to qualify for the final, if you pay to get into the semi-final, your final ticket is free. You won't be charged for that at all. So we're doing as much as we can to drive engagement and get as many people down to Jenner Park on Sunday at 5 p.m.
They're really brilliant. That's, you know, fantastic. So it's all, well, everything goes the right way. It's 2-for-1 on tickets then, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone likes a bargain. So, exactly, you know, so exactly, so there's a chance for two games for the price of one. So talking about things back on the pitch. So before the season started,
yeah,
would you have taken the season that Barrytown have had? Not only did they make a final, they won silverware and third in the league.
I would have taken it and then some, I think would be the answer to that, Mike. I think at the start of last season, the ambition was top six. And obviously we didn't quite get there. We finished seventh, but I thought the boys did excellent to get to that position as well. So to go into this season and not only get top six, but to finish third in the regular season, you know, behind two incredible teams in the new St. Connor's Quay Nomads, is absolutely spectacular. And then the cup final on top of that, our first sort of silverware in 23 years, our first NG Cup in 26 years, is just, it tops it all. So I can only imagine where my mind will be if we go and get Europe as well, on top of the third place finish and the NG Cup win. It has been a fantastic season, and fair play, all credit to the boys. And there's National League awards coming up on the middle of May, and there's our own club presentation coming up in the middle of May as well, and I can only imagine how many of those lads are going to be nominated for different prizes, because they've just been absolutely incredible all season.
And on the pitch, the boys have, as you said, they've really done well. I mean, just around Christmas, I think we're just on the bubble with sitting in sixth, seventh place, and looking at that again, I was thinking, oh, it's not gonna be the same as the season before. But they really dug in then, for the team, for the club, and for the community, and for the Vale of Glamorgan at large.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it would be Barrytown United if at some point in the season we had a little will we won't be question about something. So, you know, that's the Barrytown United way. That's the way we do things. But we do it fantastically, and you never question the lads when they get that run going. You know, we came into phase two, we lost to TNS the first game of phase two, we lost to Colwyn Bay in the second game of phase two, and you do start thinking, you know, where are we going to finish in that top six? And then we just went on an incredible run. A win and momentum from the cup helps massively, but like I said to a lot of people, one game won't define your season. You do have to perform the entire season to get to the position you're in and the third place we're in. And that is from the back of the field, you know, George Radcliffe and Joe Thomas in goals, right up to Yayan and Ollie scoring goals up front and everything in between. So you have to perform everywhere. And this season we're on the verge of 20 clean sheets as well. You know, so if you keep the ball out of the net, you know, and then you put the ball in the net, ultimately that's how football works, and you're going to foul 4 more. So yeah, the lads have done, you know, incredibly, and I know you'll have Nathan's got Mike here in the studio tomorrow morning, and he'll reflect a little bit on his time actually on the pitch and the fantastic job that Mikey's done on the pitch this season, because he's been equally as spectacular as all the other players.
Yeah, and I'm sure looking forward to that interview as well. But Daly, again, thank you for coming in and speaking with us, and I'm sure we'll speak again in the future.
Yes, I'm sure we will. Well, if we get to that final, you know, I'll be back here doing the exact same plugging away, trying to get people down to that game.
I'm not sure if that's a threat or a promise, but you know, always a pleasure, Daly.
Always. And yeah, make sure everyone gets down to Jenner Park on Sunday at 5 p.m.
Thanks, Daly.
No worries.
What? And ourselves, Deb.
So that was Daly Chapman there, and he's so passionate not just about the football club but also about the community, the town of Barry and the Vale at large there. And it's always a pleasure to come in and talk to us here at Bro Radio. And like he said, European semi-final playoff there on Sunday down at Jenner Park. So if you can get along to it, it's going to be an absolute fantastic day there.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Amen.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And as we're coming to the end of a lot of the sports seasons, especially with the football and the rugby, the cricket season starts and there's been a few matches taking place around the Vale. So, and ones that not taking place, but certainly there's some games to start looking forward to, especially the cricket season will be coming into full swing. We're going to start off with Vale County Cricket Club. So they haven't had a game, but they're thirds. They are at home against Lisvane's fourths on this weekend coming. But Pinas firsts, they had a game and they lost away to Chepstow first, and they lost that by 3 wickets. But Pinas firsts, they're away to Usk on Saturday, and that's in a friendly. And then Pinas firsts are away to St. Fagans firsts on a Sunday. And the Cowbridge firsts, they play away to Pentegs firsts. So it's certainly starting to heat up with all the pre-season cricket. If it is a pre-season, never really thought what the warm-up games for the cricket season are. I'm just going to go with pre-season and hope everyone follows when I'm talking with that. But up next, here at Bow Radio, we've got some more fantastic tunes from Patrick with The Evening Show.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Do you have a local story to share? Email news at broradio.fm.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026, with 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, with tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.